While hearing aids alone can help tinnitus, the devices we'll cover today add some extra features that make tinnitus very manageable.
Hey there, welcome to the Tinnitus Relief Podcast. If you've been told there's not much you can do for your tinnitus, I've got good news for you. I'm Dr. Ben Thompson, founder of Treble Health. I believe that there's always a way to better manage your tinnitus. I've teamed up with the world's best tinnitus doctors to create something special for you. It's called the Tinnitus Quiz, and it's a free assessment that I recommend for anyone with tinnitus. Why not give it a shot? It's free, and it's a great next step towards finding the relief you've been searching for. All you have to do is go to tinnitusquiz.com to get started today. Have hope. There is something you can do for your tinnitus. Now let's get started with today's episode.
Hey everyone, Dr. Ben here to talk about which hearing aids are best for treating tinnitus. Ringing in the ears is a common symptom of hearing loss, and since our brain tries to compensate for the weak audio signal it's receiving from the ears, we hear this high-pitched whine or buzzing, ringing sound. This can leave us worried, asking questions, will this ever go away, and what should I do to get better? While hearing aids alone can help tinnitus, the devices we'll cover today add some extra features that make tinnitus very manageable. Before we get into it, I want to tell you about our methodology. To make this video, we spoke to 9 of our audiologists here at Treble Health. Each of them specialize in tinnitus treatment. We have a telehealth practice focused on connecting you with personalized tinnitus solutions. And for this video, we covered over 50 models of hearing aids and picked the top 4 that are most advantageous to our tinnitus patients. We focused our attention on sound quality and sound therapy options, which are the most important. First up is the Widex Moment Shear. Hands down, the best hearing aid sound quality and personalization for someone with tinnitus. A lot of hearing aid users complain about a kind of metallic or artificial sound that's sometimes caused by a delay between the hearing aid generated sound and the normal sound waves you can still pick up on. Widex developed what they call pure sound to eliminate this time lag. That leads to excellent sound quality. Our patients at Treble Health who have bothersome tinnitus have the best results with Widex devices. I see that these patients are able to turn around their condition in a matter of weeks or months, and that's faster and more effective than any other tool that our audiologists have experience with. Widex devices can be adjusted by your audiologist remotely. So if you want to save time or you're visiting family out of town, then the devices can still be fine-tuned to help you get the most sound that you need. Widex is our top-rated option for people with tinnitus, partly due to their sound relax feature. It comes with 14 different sound options to help mask any bothersome tinnitus sound through these devices, and it does not rely on Bluetooth connectivity. Let's take a listen to one of the most effective sound relax sounds called Blossom. Widex also features the options to play different fractal sounds, which are tones delivered in unpredictable patterns with sounds similar to wind chimes. Here's Spring, another Widex sound, which does help our patients. These Widex devices and the research that goes into them is a testament to the company's focus on tinnitus treatment and specialists like myself who are obsessed with helping people who are dealing with tinnitus love the Widex devices because of that. After years of research and development, they've created this sound relax and the fractal tones. In fact, if we go back about 2 decades, the head of audiology at University of California, San Francisco, UCSF Audiology Center, Dr. Robert Suido, was involved in the research and development for validating Widex, the fractal tones, and at the time what was called Zen therapy. Dr. Suido was very effective at helping his patients find relief from tinnitus. Our organization at Treble Health, more than anyone, is qualified to talk about the generalities of what works for patients. And we have found that the sound relax are very helpful. Our patients describe that when we set it up properly in their ears, the audiologist programming them and fine-tuning them, that the devices are calming, they're helpful, they make it easier to be in quiet environments like in my home, in my living room, in my home office when I'm trying to focus and concentrate on work, or when I'm just trying to relax with the devices, and when I'm just trying to enjoy my day and not have to think about tinnitus. Our patients also explain that this dynamic sound with Sound Relax is often better than just white noise. But in the devices, our audiologists tend to program multiple options to give the individual user different choices throughout their day. Personally, what I find fascinating about Sound Relax inside of the Widex devices is that they have sounds that have a combination of ocean waves and chimes and pink noise. Essentially, it's taking the best sound therapies that are available and creating a sort of custom mix. And the sound engineers at Widex, who, like I said, spent years focusing on what helps people with tinnitus, created this portfolio of sounds that can only be programmed inside of the Widex devices. Sure, you can stream them from Bluetooth, from other sources, but it does not compare to the effectiveness of having the devices just in your ears so that you can live your normal day without having to fuss around and mess with the Bluetooth signal, or changing your phone, or you get an alert on your phone, or you get a text message, you get a phone call, it interrupts you and always brings your mind back to focusing on, I'm using this device because I have tinnitus. I'm hearing this sound because I have tinnitus. What I love about the Widex devices when our tribal health team sets them up for our patients is that the devices are passive. When they're set up, you don't have to think about them. They're helping you. They allow you to focus your awareness and concentration on what really matters and not be reminded, always coming back to tinnitus, getting caught in those anxiety loops. That's actually what drives the reduction of tinnitus over time. We're going to cover three other great options of hearing aids for tinnitus today, but first I'd like to introduce you to Randy. He developed intrusive ringing in both ears. He went to an ENT doctor and was told there wasn't much he could do. Fortunately, he found my team at Tribal Health.
But that meeting was huge because that was the first human being I ever looked at on that Zoom call who understood what I was going through and understood that what I was going through was real. And it was borderline emergency at the stage that I was at the doing that weak point. I do feel like my old self. I told Dr. Tracy, she gave me my life back, literally. Let's see. You know, I felt like my old self actually pretty quick. Once I knew I could get relief, and once I knew there was hope, and once I had plugged into somebody that understood that and understood how to get me there, I actually got back to my old self pretty quick.
If you'd like to get started with the best hearing aids for tinnitus, then consider a risk-free trial of the Widex devices with our expert team at Tribal Health. Everything starts with a complimentary telehealth consultation. Simply call the number on our screen. We have people standing by ready to help, or find the links below to get started. Next up in our video, we have the Resound Nexia. Resound Nexia has four microphones on the device, which allows it to better separate out any background noise that might make it difficult to hear. Second, it also has great localization, meaning you can still perceive what direction sounds are coming from in a way that's potentially more sophisticated than other devices, and the hearing aids reduce wind noise pretty well. Resound has a hear and noise program accessible through the app that makes it easy to hear conversations, whether you're at a concert or a noisy bar. And it features AuraCast, which is a Bluetooth technology that enables audio transmitters like TVs or public address systems to broadcast audio and other receivers straight to your ears. Not many places have this quite yet, but Resound is ready for when that becomes available. For tinnitus masking sounds, the Resound has four masking sounds and six nature sounds that are pretty well centered. Volume, amplitude modulation, speech, and frequency range can also be changed to deliver a more personalized experience. However, one downside is the reliance on the app. A lot of the programming of the hearing aid has to be done on your phone. And what's more is that there's no option for people with one-sided hearing loss. Overall, this is a good hearing aid for those with tinnitus, and we at Tribal Health use this device with some of our patients, although we find that the Widex device is superior to get the right results. Quick mention here about the best apps for tinnitus sound therapy, in my opinion. First up is MyNoise. I like this because there's a smartphone app as well as a desktop website which you can access. You can adjust the different sound therapies. You can essentially set up this steady state background sound that is going to help you during a tinnitus retraining or treatment period. Our patients have great things to say about MyNoise. That's why I'm recommending it here on this video. Second option is Resound Relief. pretty helpful because there's these little bubbles. You can sort of merge your own sounds. And it's a fun interactive app on your phone that you can customize different sound therapies, some nature sounds, some sounds like white noise or pink noise. And you can create this custom mix and then go back and listen to your saved tracks. Up next is a hearing aid for tinnitus that is great for individuals who value simplicity and ease of use, the Phonak Lumity. Phonak features something called smart speech technology, which can help your ability to understand conversation. It automatically detects speech and adjusts to focus in on the human voice. Its stereo zoom will enhance the audio in front of you in noisy environments that can normally be a bit challenging. And this auto sense technology will adapt to different listening environments. Phonak devices are comparable with other top products on the market. If you have primarily a tinnitus issue with some hearing loss, then our audiologists at Tribal Health have found that the Widex devices are still superior to Phonak in this case. One thing that does set the Phonak devices apart from other hearing aids on this list is that its Bluetooth is excellent for Apple and Android devices. If you have a device that is less popular or an older phone, for example, say an Android type of phone, we found that the Phonak has a lot of connectivity options, so something worth exploring. For tinnitus, the Phonak Lumity can generate white or pink noise, which is a somewhat limited option compared to other devices on the market. Our patients at Tribal Health who use Phonak devices with us explain that the devices are very seamless, comfortable, easy to use. The technology is smooth. They're not having to fuss or adjust with anything too much. So for that reason, we do recommend it in certain cases, and we have success using it with our patients here at Tribal Health. Next up is the Oticon Real, whose software uses something really exciting, a deep neural network. To put it simply, it's a kind of machine learning somewhat similar to the kinds of systems ChatGPT and other artificial intelligence uses to understand human speech. In the case of Oticon Real, it trains its software on millions of sounds. And whether they're car horns or trumpets or paper shuffling, but most importantly, speech sounds, to identify those sounds and modulate them based on how our natural hearing works. This makes Oticon great for understanding speech in very complex, noisy environments and reduces the listening effort it can take to hear when there is a lot of background sound. For tinnitus, we get two different kinds of sounds, broadband sounds like white noise and nature sounds, which are mostly water or ocean based. But the latest version of the app doesn't provide too many tinnitus controls. So it's not our top choice for tinnitus, although it should be mentioned because of these hearing features. And overall, it's a very solid hearing aid. So how exactly do hearing aids help tinnitus? Well, a big part of it is something called auditory compensation, where even if you have a mild hearing loss, there's a phantom sound generated by your auditory brain to compensate for the loss of your hearing. And most commonly, that's high-pitched sounds. Therefore, tinnitus is most commonly a high-pitched ringing. And there's a direct correlation there that the very cells that your cochlea, the hearing organ, are having a hard time processing sound through, the auditory brain has corresponding high frequency or high pitch cells, auditory neurons, and they recognize, hey, we're not getting any love up here. So what do? They have this process where they band together and they have this spontaneous firing, which doesn't come down. It kind of stays up. So with tinnitus treatment, we do try to address this whole system. And having hearing aids, having sound therapy devices is a big part of how we do that, because stimulating this system is actually getting into those neighboring neurons that are sort of dormant and hyperactive, and mixing in some sound with the hearing aids, with the sound therapy, it helps rewire and restructure the auditory neurons that are the root cause of tinnitus in many cases. One of the most important theories and protocols for tinnitus treatment is something called tinnitus retraining therapy. And for those who have even a slight hearing loss and tinnitus, it strongly recommends the use of what are called combination devices, or in this case, Widex devices that are programmed for not only tinnitus, but hearing loss as well. And your audiologist will take care of this for you as long as you're working with someone who specializes in tinnitus. They're going to address holistically your hearing health and your tinnitus to provide the best treatment and programming of the devices and the hearing aids in your ears so that you're likely to experience relief quickly and effective, and that it lasts, so that as time goes on, you won't even need to use the sound therapy features because your tinnitus will be kept at bay and reduced and improved over time. You will likely still use the hearing component if day to day you're noticing some benefit with hearing, conversation, speech, etc. Then you're going to use the devices. But at that point, they won't really be for your tinnitus as much as just for hearing and speech understanding. Even if you just use these devices for your tinnitus during a treatment period, at the end, you can still use them as needed, either for tinnitus or for hearing. Every person has different needs for hearing aids, so be sure to talk to your audiologist about what might be best for you, or consider reaching out to an experienced audiologist at Treble Health. If you want to get started, here's our phone number on our screen. We provide a complimentary telehealth consultation. Just give us a call. We have someone standing by, ready to help. When you schedule your telehealth session, you'll speak with an audiologist like me, and we will customize our recommendations based on your case, what you're going through, the true root cause of your tinnitus, and what's most likely to help. There are various options available for hearing aids that you learned about today, so please trust someone like our team to make the right recommendation for you and ultimately find lasting relief from tinnitus. My final message of hope, you can do this. Hang in there. Get the right tools in place. Set up your sound therapy. Have better hearing, and you will get better with tinnitus.
I'm Ben Thompson, your host, audiologist, and the founder of Treble Health, where our mission is to bring you to the forefront of tinnitus care. I hope today's episode has empowered you with new insights and strategies for managing your tinnitus. Remember, the journey to relief starts with understanding your condition better, and our tinnitus quiz is a great first step. I created it with input from other leading tinnitus experts, and it's a resource I truly believe in for anyone dealing with tinnitus. Take the free assessment at tinnitusquiz.com to begin your path to relief. Until next time, keep working on improving your health.